Hands up here who has an open source program, culture, any bit of help at all in their office. Okay. I'd have expected a few more hands. But trust me, I'm not judging here. I'm not judging. Hands up here who mentor people about open source. Okay, a good few hands. Hands up here who is just starting their journey in open source, who's a mentee and trying to get going. If you put your hands up twice, you're a liar. No, you're not a liar, because this is one key aspect in life. Everyone needs a help up. Every one of us that has started in open source, it's been hard. The very first time I went to an open source conference was OpenStack in Atlanta in 2014. And I had no idea what it was about. I even bought a new pair of shoes, and I don't wear shoes, and they cut my ankles after 2 days, and I had to go into first aid and get a bandage from a very nice guy who gave me a bandage. But I wasn't sure what to do or where to do it. And I was only starting out my open source journey. But over time, I've realized that everyone needs a help up. And when you say you're a mentor, you're also a mentee. You're helping, but you're also learning. And over the next 20 minutes odd or whatever is we get through is, what I want to do is look at the fact here of what we're doing in our companies with open source. Because when you use open source, you need to give back into it. You need to be able to help your employees and so forth. And that's something I'm going to discuss as I go along. Okay. Okay, so Leslie introduced me there. The key part of it is I've been doing open source for over the last 10 years or so. And I came into it by accident. But the minute I started making some contributions and I went to that conference in Atlanta, I said, I want to do this. I don't know what it was. I'd been maybe 20 years at that time programming. I've done different languages. I've done different technologies. I've spent, you know, all my life doing some sort of programming, one way or the other. And I just saw, that time in Atlanta, I just saw the collaboration between people from different companies. It just blew me away. You know, hands up here who thinks it's better to be head down, program away yourself, or working in a team. So first of all, hands up if you think on your own, doing it yourself. There's always one. Hands up who thinks, you know what I mean, it's the collaboration or it's the bigger team that gets things done. Yeah, it's not a trick question, really. A lot of you probably, hands up here who knows Phil. Yeah, Phil is just a great person that's in the industry. If you ever get a chance and you see him, go up and talk to him. He's very, very helpful. He can't make it this year and he's probably getting a giggle to think that that I'm presented this again, but there we go. All right, let's kick into it. So Phil's journey has been down here largely, you think, around the container space back when he was a Docker captain, but it starts even back before then because Phil used to work in IBM, but I don't know Phil from IBM. Strangely enough, we worked in the same company, but when it's a big, big company, I got to know him out in open source. I got to know him through OpenStack, and he was doing talks on OpenStack. And his journey went back from those early days of the Linux Foundation when IBM helped to set up the foundation, up to getting involved then with Docker, becoming a Docker captain, and then when it was opened up with the OCI, the Open Container Initiative, and then into Container D. And he's one of those people, someone said it to me today when I was talking to him in the canteen, he's just one of those people that goes about it without any airs of grace or scent of entitlement. And we've built a nice friendship over the last few years, and it's true open source, really, and open source conferences and trips and so forth. Myself, it started back, as I said, with OpenStack. And then over the years, anyone up, hands up here who realized that Elastic at one stage had an open source community? A few, yeah. Now, it was open source, but with a closed foundation. It was a challenge, and I have to say, I was able to make contributions, but it was harder than it normally would be if you've a more open foundation. But that's nothing against Elastic. That's just the way they had the community at the time. And then for the last few years, I've been in the Kubernetes ecosystem with Helm and different parts of Kubernetes, and then in OpenTelemetry. And now I've been looking more around the AI space. So as you can see, I didn't update the slides any further, but that's the way it goes sometimes. So why should companies have an open source culture? I think the key point we get here from this is, if there's anything that came out of Log4j issue a number of years ago, was open source is absolutely everywhere. It's in our phones, it's in our fridges, if you have the fancy damn fridges, I'm old school. It's in your, if you've put in a lovely camera system that you can access on your phone here now while you're sitting here and it's at home, or you've decided you want to turn the heating off because your kids, you know what I mean, should run outside rather than sitting inside in a nice warm home, whatever it is, it's got open source in it somewhere. And that's a fantastic thing. And I'll touch it in a while, is because companies have realized over time, you cannot create everything on your own. And this idea that through communities, through different open source projects, you can build and make your products from there. And there's a realization for a lot of customers today that they want interoperability. So what do I mean by that? Well, if you're using a monitoring or an observability